Today is November 12th, year 2006, and it's the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. And we're going to talk during this sermon. We're going to briefly go over the idolization of infants and children. And this has been the root of the problem of the denial of the salvation dogma. It's an over-sentimentalism, I call it a humanism, towards infants and children. Everybody has now come to the point where they've idolized them. They look upon them as innocent. They started to first say that certain Protestant children, under the use with the use of reason, between the ages of 7 and 14, who adhere to Protestant sects and never heard of Catholicism or the Catholic Church, can actually be saved and be inside the church. The Diamond Brothers hold on to this heresy. And they are the most dangerous. And that's why I concentrate a lot on the Diamond Brothers by denouncing these apostates, because they're the most dangerous to me. The ones who profess a lot of truth, but have one heresy like a drop of poison, will send your soul down to hell. And the Diamond Brothers hold on to several heresies. They hold on to the heresy that Catholics are allowed to knowingly pray in communion with notorious heretics, which also involves four other mortal sins: sacrilegious receptions of Holy Communion, participating in sacrilegious receptions of Holy Communion, the denial of the obligation to profess the Catholic faith in that particular church, which would get you kicked out if you did it the right way, and also their denial of the Catholic Church teachings on the necessity for falling away Catholics to take abjurations to enter the Catholic Church. And we have that's just a short list of heresies of the Diamond Brothers. But the particular one, of all people, they claim to hold up the salvation dogma. Like everybody verbally says, I believe outside the Catholic Church is no salvation. But do they all really believe it? The test of that is, we always ask the people, can certain people, the salvation heretics, actually, you have to ask them this. And this is how you can trap them. Can certain men who die as non-Catholics, worshiping false gods or practicing false religions, can they be saved? They will say yes. And that's how you catch them. Because only Catholics have a chance to be saved. They will say yes because they believe certain people who adhere to non-Catholic religions or worship false gods, and worship false gods, because all non-Catholic religions, you're worshiping a false god anyway, they believe these people can actually be inside the Catholic Church as Catholics, and they don't even know it. Through invisible ignorance, God pardons them. Now, the Diamond Brothers hold the same thing. They've idolized children. And I will prove that this started out with their idolization of infants. And this is so important that we're talking about here. And it really comes down, and as we progress on it with this sermon a little bit, it comes down to the denial of original sin and with a lot of people. And even the Diamond Brothers denied the real nature of original sin. You're going to hear about that in this sermon. But they have actually came out and said, certain baptized children who adhere to Protestant sects like Calvinism, Lutheranism, Anglicanism, and who never heard of the Catholic Church and never heard of Catholicism, can actually be inside the Catholic Church, they say, as Catholics and be saved. Now, even the salvation heretics never said they were Catholics. They said they were Protestants of good faith, whatever that means. That's another absurdity also. But they both make the distinction that they indeed are inside the church and can be saved. Indeed, the Diamond Brothers teach this. I'm going to just quote a little bit from it. If you want to learn about this in detail, I advise you to read my book, The Diamond Brothers Denied a Salvation Dogma, and also read my book, Baptized Non-Catholic Children. Very important books because of this idolization of children, because of this idolization of infants, because people tend to look at them and say, look how innocent they are. They always want to get them in heaven, or at least they want to lessen their punishments in hell. This is what they've done with infants, and eventually even opened up heaven to them. So it's all rooted in humanism, sentimentalism, a lack of understanding that every human being is born into this world a co-heir of Satan because of original sin, that we are rotten to the core, that every little infant is rotten to the core. And you're going to find out how the Diamond Brothers, this fits in with their heresy, have now actually taught that unbaptized infants are not really evil, they're not wicked sinners. I'm going to show you that too. They sort of have them in this quasi-neutral state. For instance, the Diamond Brothers have said in regards to the salvation of particular children with the use of reason who adhere to Protestant sects, they actually said that some of them could actually be Catholics, even though they never heard of the Catholic Church, never heard of Catholicism. But lo and behold, the Diamond Brothers assure us that these guys can actually be Catholic and be saved. It's an abomination. And I'm going to quote from my book on here. This is Peter Diamond. You're going to have to go to the book to get the exact sources, but and you'll read all the sources in there. Here's what Peter Diamond says. The children of Protestant families do not become Protestant heretics until they reach the age where they comprehend the differences between Catholicism and Protestantism and then obstinately reject the Catholic position. So what is he saying? If you grew up in a Lutheran family and you never heard of Catholicism, and you never heard of the Catholic Church from anybody so that you can make that comparison, guess what, pal? You're Catholic. Even though you never heard of the Catholic Church, even though you never heard of Catholicism. Ignorance of the Catholic faith does not give you the Catholic faith. This particular child in the Lutheran family never heard of the Catholic faith, never heard of the Catholicism or the Catholic Church, therefore he cannot be Catholic. Ignorance cannot give him what he needs. He needs to hear of the Catholic faith from a Catholic, and he needs to hear of Catholicism and embrace the Catholic Church, or he cannot be saved. These are children who are going to the Lutheran services every Sunday, and if you went up and asked them who they are, they would say, I'm a Lutheran. The Diamonds say that the certainty of those children could actually be Catholics until they actually, someone comes up to them and preaches to them the Catholic position, and they have a chance to reject it. Now, this all started out when a particular person we know was a Protestant until he was 22 years of age. He was a Lutheran, I think. And then converted when he was 22. And they wrote to the Diamond Brothers. And he detected his dishonesty. And he said to the Diamond Brothers, wait a second, you mean to tell me, according to what you guys are saying, I never heard of the Catholic Church until I was 22 years old. You mean to tell me, and I went to Lutheran, I told everybody I was a Lutheran, you mean to tell me I could have been actually a Catholic inside the church? Peter Diamond never answered him. Never gave him an answer. Because it doesn't just extend to children when you think about what the Diamonds are teaching here. It extends to adults and everybody that never heard of Catholicism. Amish, when they're adults. Well, you're going to read elsewhere what the Diamonds are saying here. Here's another quote from Peter Diamond. Those baptized persons among the Calvinists who believe in the Trinity and the Incarnation, the essential mysteries of the Catholic faith, but who have not obstinately embraced the Calvinist heresies because they do not yet know or understand the distinction between them and Catholic teaching, are not necessarily heretics. And he links that in to the fact that they can actually be inside the Catholic Church and saved. We go on and read again from Peter Diamond. It should be pointed out that those people who are above reason in notoriously heretical or schismatical church buildings such as Protestant or Eastern schismatic churches must be presumed to be heretics in the external forum, even if a few of them aren't, because they have not yet obstinately rejected a dogma of the church. This is because malice is presumed in the external forum until the contrary is proven. This is not the main point yet. Here's the Wallapalooza sentence right here. We cannot say infallibly that all of them are in fact heretics, because it is possible that a small number of the younger ones are not heretics but Catholics, as I have shown. Because Salvation Dogma says that person belongs to a Protestant sect, and in no way could he be Catholic, because he doesn't even profess himself to be Catholic. He's got self-professed children who call themselves Lutherans being Catholics. This is an abominable heresy. What happens with this is people look at the little infant and the baby, and they look at him and say, he looks innocent. Well, we know that's not true, because as Catholics, we're taught about the dogma of original sin. And the dogma of original sin tells us that each and every one of us inherit the original sin from Adam and Eve. And we have that original sin inside our soul just as much as they did. We are just as guilty as they are. We are just as guilty as if we committed it ourselves, even though we didn't. But we inherited the sin, and along with that goes the guilt. Real sin, real guilt. Real personal sin of original sin, real guilt from the original sin. Indeed, original sin is a real sin that causes real guilt, and therefore infants are sinners, and they're wicked, and co-heirs with the devil. And anybody that says any different, let it be anathema. What would anybody who said that those children aren't sinners? Well, the Diamond Brothers have just come out recently, and also said that these infants are not impious, wicked sinners. And then when you start holding on to this, they already got into the other heresy with the children, it goes to the adults. Because it's not just the children with a use of reason. It's any adult who's living anywhere who never heard of Catholicism. How did I know that the Diamond Brothers already had some type of a weak, sappy sentiment for infants? An idolization of infants? And children, even. And children. Because when I was debating them about the Salvation Dogma, they brought up this particular instance and a thing that I had said to try to prove that I'm diabolic or evil for saying this. But I'll just quote it and you're going to see what happens here. Now, this is Peter Diamond speaking. He says, R.I.'s rationalist, he uses my initials because he doesn't want to use my full name. because he's afraid that people are going to be able to get to my website and get my side of the story. That's another proof of his cowardice. What kind of a debate is it when there's only one side or refutation? This is just more of his cowardice. He goes, Arai's rashness leads him to make statements such as the following diabolical one. Now he says, and I did make this statement, and I made it in my book on the crimes of priests like Father Mario Blanco. And I said, you children deserve to be molested by these priests because the Catholic faith is not your primary concern, because you have put the Mass before the faith. God has forgotten you and your children because you have forgotten him. End quote. Now here's what Peter Diamond continues. He says, while R.I. makes a valid point here, the most so-called traditional Catholics today despicably deny the faith and care only about the Latin Mass, like himself, by the way. He goes to the notorious heretic, the Mass, and are therefore not Catholic. This does not justify the egregious claim that because this is so, the children of such persons who have been molested deserve to be molested. This is another example of R.I.'s invalid reasoning, whereby he states the truth and then proceeds to conclude something that is not warranted by that truth and which is even evil. So he's saying what I said is evil. But I must ask the Diamond Brothers, did God not allow it? We read in Amos 3:6, shall there be evil in a city which the Lord hath not allowed? Could not have God prevented it? We read in OC 4:6, he says, my people have rejected knowledge and I will reject them. And because you've turned away from my commandments, I will turn away from and forget your children. So God punishes the children along with the parents because of the parents' guilt and also because of the children's guilt. He's again looking at these children and he's saying, these poor, innocent children. First of all, they're not innocent. So God punishes infants even. He even punishes infants. He even says certain infants are evil in the wombs of their mothers. Psalm 57:4, the wicked are alienated from the womb. They've gone astray from the womb. They've spoken false things. He also says, our Lord says in Isaiah 48:8, he says, transgressing thou shalt transgress, and I called thee a transgressor in the womb. Jesus, God is saying certain infants aren't even born yet and they're evil. So Diamonds are going to have to say that God's diabolical for saying that. Obviously, he doesn't read his Bible. I know that. Because if he read his Bible, he would never say that. He doesn't read his Holy Scriptures. If he did, he couldn't even come close to saying that. I'm just going to quote to you a few instances proving how God has punished evil infants by killing them and bringing all types of pains and tortures upon them. And this is God's just punishments. It's not for you to sit down and look at that infant and say he's good. First of all, he's not. All infants who are born original sin are not good. Even if you're baptized and you're heretical sect, you're not good. And God sees the heart. He sees what type of a person that infant would have been and punishes them ahead of time. I don't want to get too much into the predestination thing on why God does it, but he is just. God does kill infants, and he has his chosen people kill infants, and he sends them into the hell of the damned. So he may as well say that God is diabolical. God has said to these parents, you denied the faith, you think the Mass is all that counts, I am now going to let these pedophilia priests come in and prey on your children. And when the children come out and tell their parents what happens, they deny that anything's happening, they do the denial thing. They continue to let their kids go, and they feed one kid after another to the priest. And because they all deserve it. Because my point here is, God allowed it. He did not prevent it. And if he believes God's all-powerful and all-known, the Diamonds are calling God diabolical. They're calling God diabolical for destroying the whole earth except for eight during the flood. He's calling God diabolical for every infant God called evil and killed. And this is the devil that is trying to teach people about God. He knows nothing about God. We're going to read here that God killed the firstborn males of the Egyptians. Quote, and I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and will kill every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgments, I am the Lord. Exodus 12:12. He killed all the firstborn, that's infants and children. God commanded Moses to kill infants and children. Quote, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, revenge first the children of Israel on the Madianites. Kill all that are of the male sex, even of the children. Numbers 31, 1 to 2:17. God's telling Moses to kill children because they're wicked. Now we're reading, God commanded Joshua to kill infants and children. Quote, and when in the seventh going about, the priest sounded the trumpets. Joshua said to all Israel, shout for the Lord hath delivered the city to you. So all the people making the shout and the trumpet sounding when the voice and the sound thundered in the ears of the multitudes, the walls forthwith fell down, and every man went up by the place that was over against him, and they took the city, and killed all that were in it, man and women, young and old. The oxen also and the sheep and the asses they slew with the edge of the sword. Joshua 6:16-21. The man of God, Joshua, by the command of God, killing infants and children. God speaking through the prophet Samuel, commanded King Saul to kill infants and children. Quote, and Samuel said to Saul, hearken thou unto the voice of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I have reckoned up all that Amalek hath done to Israel, how he opposed them in the way when they came out of Egypt. Now therefore go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that he hath. Spare him not, nor covet anything that is his, but slay both man and woman, child and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. End quote. 1 Kings 15:1-3. The prophet Samuel speaking for God, telling Saul to kill infants sucking at their mother's breasts. This is God.
Yes.
And God doesn't do anything that's unjust. These infants deserved it because they were of the evil seed of their parents. And if any one of those infants would have ever been good and ultimately to be saved, God wouldn't let that happen to them. But he did and he does. Indeed, God does not just punish adults. He punishes children and he punishes infants. And when the minute you start idolizing children or infants, you've got this whole thing where mankind is really good, because we all start off good and somehow we become bad later on. It ultimately is a denial of the fall in the Garden of Eden. We go on to read again. God allowed infants to be eaten by their wicked parents. Eaten. We're not just talking about being molested now. Quote, and this is from Deuteronomy 28:53-57. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thy womb, and the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters. Oh, the diamonds would say that's diabolical. Ibrani's diabolical. Well, he's calling... Didn't our Lord say that if we serve him, they're going to call us Beelzebub, just like they called him? So I take that as a compliment. It's he who's diabolical, not me. And I'm proving it right here. Here's God saying, you're going to eat the flesh of your sons and daughters and the children out of your womb, which the Lord thy God shall give thee, in the distress and extremity wherewith thy enemy shall oppress thee. And the filth of thy afterbirths shall come forth from between her thighs, and the children that are born the same hour, they shall eat them secretly for the want of all things, and the siege and distresses where the enemy shall oppress thee within the gates. End quote. And then we see God's judgment of killing evil infants is invoked by King David in the Psalms. I wonder if they even pray the divine office. I really question it. Because if they pray the divine office alone, like we have all Mary's little remnant, we all pray the divine office. If they pray the divine office alone, the diamonds would have never said what they said. Let's take this one quote from the divine, which comes from the divine office, and it's Psalm 136:8-9. O daughter of Babylon, miserable, blessed shall he be who shall repay thee thy payment which thou hast paid us. Blessed be he that shall take and dash thy little ones against the rock. End quote. Psalm 136:8-9. God inspires the prophet Osi to curse evil infants. Quote, let Samaria perish because she has stirred up her God to bitterness. Let them perish by the sword. Let their little ones be dashed, and let the women with child be ripped up. End quote. Osi 14:1. Very powerful stuff, effeminate diamonds. Very powerful. Don't get scared now, and don't shut the tape off. I suggest you go and read these quotes and become a man and understand the true nature of us human beings. We're all a bunch of wicked reprobates born into this world under the wrath of God. And I'm sick and tired of this mushy, sappy sentimentalism we get all over the place. So let that put an end, and here's what I put down in the book. Let that put an end to the idolization of infants and children. Just because you cannot see God's justice and mercy in this, do not dare call him unjust or unmerciful, because God is all just and all merciful. And woe to you if you call him diabolical. You can do it. I ain't going to get you nowhere but hell. Okay, so now, I just wanted to get into that briefly, the idolization of children and infants. So, anyway, let that put an end to the idolization of children and infants, and let's get back to the Rock of Peter and all the dogmas, and let's stop accusing God, because really what this comes down to, and I prove it in my book, it's also not just the denial of the dogma of original sin, it's also a denial of God's nature, his omnipotence, his omniscience, His justice and His mercy. He's all-powerful, He's all-knowing, He's all-just, He's all-merciful. The minute you start holding any one of these heresies, you're blaming God and not man. You're going to end up saying it's God's fault, not man's fault. Because technically speaking, if infants are just neutral and they're not wicked sinners, they don't even belong in hell, or God's unjust. Mankind is wicked and most men go to hell. God flooded the whole earth, and guess what? He flooded infants and children. So let's wake people up here and stop idolizing human beings, because really, it's the idolization of human beings. And it starts with infants and children. Because the minute you start making excuses for them, I can take it and make an excuse for any adult, logically, and trap you. And that's where we are now. We are at the end of the road where they got these unbaptized infants dying and going into heaven. Okay, amen.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.